As we kick off the new year, finding a healthy work, life, and play balance may, you know, be on your agenda, you know, on that little piece of paper you have on your fridge. But sometimes prioritizing our well-being can take a bit of a backseat to other priorities in our lives, and it happens a lot in our workplace. So we thought it would be a nice way to continue our transition into the new year by discussing the importance and the benefits of finding that health-work balance. This is About Townshippers. Let's jump in. Well, welcome to About Townshippers. My name is Ed Humphrey. Thanks for tuning in to our weekly show where, from one episode to the next, our objective is always pretty simple. We highlight the services, the programs, and the events that are important to English speakers throughout the entire Eastern Townships. Now, each week, we help you discover people and organizations that are making a difference in arts and culture, in health and social services, in tourism, employment, education, just to name a few. Now, ETAJ, or Eastern Townships Adult General Education, offers educational and employment services that you can access in person or online right across the townships. Now, the programs vary from high school courses to employment counseling, language courses, social integration services, semi-skill workplace preparation, community projects, and a ton of other things. So once a month, until June, we're bringing you monthly episodes on employment, how to prepare for it, how to find it, and how to maintain it. Today, we're going to take a look at the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle while you look for work, while you evolve in your present employment situation, or perhaps as you ponder going back to school. So we'll be sharing ways to maintain a healthy lifestyle in just about everything you do. Now, René Gauthier is a teacher at the SVI, or the Social Vocational Integration Program, and Sabrina Couture, she's a social work technician and employment counselor, and now they both work for ETAJ, the Eastern Townships Adult General Education. Well, it's good to see you and hear you guys again. Now, Sabrina, we're going to start off with you. We're starting off a whole new year, and many of us have a few resolutions that we'd like to work on. I've got a couple, you know, stuck to my fridge door. And quite often, you know, these good intentions or objectives can revolve around making, you know, better choices for our physical and our mental health. To what extent do you feel lifestyle habits can affect our workplace performance and our well-being?
Well, I think our lifestyle habits have a huge impact on our performance and well-being in the workplace, but in life in general, like actually. I do believe that everything starts with a decision, and any decision made daily will become a habit. So to me, it's very important to take decisions that will affect positively in our everyday life and transform them in healthy lifestyle. So choosing to be physically and mentally healthy will increase your performance and your well-being at work and, of course, in life in general. So it has a huge impact, I would say.
That's why gyms and training facilities are always so busy right at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. So people are aware of it. It's just, it's hard to keep going.
It is hard because we're all very busy. Mm-hmm. And it's all, I guess it all comes down to, as you said, choices and prioritizing. And now, René, when you think of a healthy lifestyle, or when we think of a healthy lifestyle, exercise is always right at the top of the list. I know how it makes me feel in my time off, you know, when I get a chance to work out or go for a walk or, I don't know, eat better. But what are some of the direct benefits in the workplace?
Well, Ed, when you exercise, your cortisol level will decrease, and everybody knows that cortisol is the stress hormone. As that hormone drops, the dopamine level in your body will increase, and that's your reward hormone, so you'll be less stressed, you'll feel better about yourself, and you'll be more productive in the workplace. So that's a circle of virtue, right? The more you exercise, the less stressed you are, the more productive, and so on.
The circle of virtue, I'm going to write that one down. I've never heard that before.
No problem. Go ahead.
The circle of virtue. So we want, if I understand correctly, we want cortisol to go down, and then it's beneficial if the dopamine goes up. Isn't that the pleasure drug?
Yes, it is. It's your reward.
Okay.
The feeling that you get after strenuous exercise is created by your dopamine level.
Is that the same thing with chocolate?
No, oh, I would not pronounce myself on that.
Yeah, I'm just looking for permission. That's all. I'm just.
You won't get them from me.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we want to aim for that circle of virtue. Okay, and so that's good for us when we're in the workplace. It helps us feel better, helps us be more rested and be more energized. But employers, I mean, I'm sure that employers benefit from that as well, Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Like as René just said, basically people will be more productive because they will feel better. So less burnout, less sick leave, they'll be happier, a better mood, they will be more motivated. So of course they will benefit from it. So, and if they don't get sick as often, like the level of productivity will be better as well. They will be more alert as well, because if you're in a better mood, if you're in a good shape, you're not super tired, you're more alert. So maybe less accident that could happen as well, depending where you work. I think it's a great thing that people have a healthy lifestyle, and it will show in their job.
I kind of come back to that circle of virtue that René mentioned. So everybody benefits. The employees benefit because they're feeling better and their minds are clear and they're more rested, probably likely more productive. And then the employers benefit because they've got happier work teams. But that said, you know, work days can be really busy with sometimes not a lot of time for breaks, you know, depending on the field that we're in. So what small changes can a person make in their daily routine to kind of be more active at work?
Well, Ed, I have like three ideas for you. The first one would be to use something like the Pomodoro timer. So you work 25 minutes, you have a 5-minute break, and in that 5-minute break, you could actually exercise. So get up your chair 10 times, then sit, get back to work. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes, but you work for an X amount of time, you do some exercise, you get back to work. Or if you don't want to do that, you could get rid of your classic office chair and get a big exercise ball and sit on that. That will engage your core muscle and your hip flexors. And you can also go for a walk at lunch.
Some of us have a half hour for lunch. Some of us have an hour for lunch. And now you guys are in the educational employment sector. So René, as a teacher, I'll just throw it right back at you. Like, would you have time at your lunch hour to go for a walk? Are you meeting with students? And
I would if I took the time, but I rather exercise at night. I go for runs with my dog. I go biking. I go skiing. So lunchtime is a break, is a downtime. Well,
there you go. That's a super legitimate answer. So you do it not necessarily at work, but you do it when you either before or going to work or when you get home.
Yes, exactly.
So when we've got that circle of virtue and we're feeling better about what we're doing, we're exercising, and we're being more productive, and then our employers are happy, well, that means that they're happy and that we're happy. So that means that life gets pretty sweet when we find that balance there. So this song is by Penny Lang, who is a Canadian artist. This is called Ain't Life Sweet.
Sweet when we know what we're doing. Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care. Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing. Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care. You take your money, keep it, don't tell me who to become. Take your age-old wisdom with you to kingdom come. Degrees and all that education don't help where I come from. Born and raised in the boonies beside the river, my home. Born and raised in the boonies beside the river, my home. Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing. And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care. Ain't life sweet. to run with the wild ones and tell me to speak real clean. Tell me to look as straight as you and not to look so mean. I got deep feelings for those less worthy than you. Born and raised in a boonie and fed on Irish stew. Born and raised in a boonie and fed on Irish stew. Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Ain't life sweet when we know what we're doing? And ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Have one house in the city, have one in the country too. Borrow one in Europe, visit one in Timbuktu. You can have it all in a nutshell, held together with crazy glue. Laugh at me in my country shack, dismiss the things I do. But ain't life sweet when we know what we do? Ain't life sweet when we're not afraid to care? Ain't life sweet?
The worst is yet to come.
Well, welcome back to About Townshippers on CIDI 99.1 FM and now on CGMQ 88.9 FM. We just heard The Worst Is Yet to Come by Keb Moe. And before that, it was Penny Lang, a Canadian artist who was singing Ain't Life Sweet. Today, we're talking about health and fitness and the importance of all that in the work environment. René Gauthier was a teacher at the SVI program, and Sabrina Couture, who's a social work technician and employment counselor. Now, they're both a part of ETAGE, or the Eastern Townships Adult General Education. And Sabrina, to what extent should the exercise factor be uniquely the responsibility of the employee, and what responsibility comes back to the employer? Like, do they have a role to play as well?
I'd say yes, they do have a role. And I would like to start with a paper that I read. It was published by Adeco Canada in January 2024, because I did a little research on that, of course, because it's important to have the right information. So they were saying a recent study indicated that companies that prioritize workplace wellness programs experience 37% lower absenteeism rates and 25% lower healthcare costs. Additionally, these companies attract and retain top talent, demonstrating to prospective employees that they value them as a whole person and not just as a worker. So I thought that was really, really interesting, basically because, yes, I do think that it's mainly the responsibility of the employee to take care of themselves, but the employer can play a role as well. For example, installing a gym in their workplace if ever you can, or a shower or stuff like that, or giving time for their employee to create new habits, or maybe helping the employee develop new habits as well by giving workshop or by giving them money, for example, to register to the gym or stuff like that. So I think the employer has to play a role because a lot of people don't know about that. They're not aware of how their lifestyle can have an impact of their work. So if the employer is helping them to understand that it's important and helping them creating new habits, it's beneficial for both of them.
I'm glad you mentioned the idea of having a shower facility. Well, I've spoken with quite a few people who are very, very active, and that's both here in Quebec and also in Vancouver, and their employers have showers. So it just motivates them that much more to get up a bit earlier and to either ride to work or run to work or do some kind of workout and then head right to work. And they know that they don't have to show up at their desk or in front of their colleagues all sweaty. And, you know, it just makes it, I think you mentioned the word incentive. It's one more thing that makes it easier to develop those habits.
Yeah, exactly.
René, say, for example, I want to get back in shape and I start working out, but I'm finding that it's a bit of a challenge for my schedule. How could I, or how can people communicate their health and wellness needs to their employer or to their school administration?
Unfortunately, it's still a little taboo to talk about mental health in the workplace, right? It's getting better, but we're not 100% in a safe world regarding mental health. But a simple knock on the door and talking straight to your boss is often the better way to communicate your needs.
Just straightforward talk. And yeah, and I can understand that talking about mental health needs is a bit more dicey than talking about, you know, the needs for a shower at work, for example. But is that something else, in your opinion, that we can just, you know, put in the suggestion box or knock on the door of our supervisor and say, hey, you know, it'd be great if we had a shower, or can you pay for part of my gym subscription? Or
yeah, those are two good suggestions, the box and the gym subscriptions. I know that some employees have access to an online exercise platform. My wife, for example, has that with her work and she uses it all the time. But yeah, there's nothing beats a face-to-face conversation when you need to talk about your needs.
And I guess it could be even something that employers could include right in their benefits package. I mean, there's employers that pay for cell phones and they pay for certain health benefits. You know, you get a certain amount for dental or for your eyes or for your chiropractor. But it would be neat if it was actually included. Look, we pay 40% of a gym subscription, or we have an employee program to support you for couples counseling, or like you said, you know, mental health support. So I guess it's all one and the same, right? It all comes down to benefits offered by the employer.
Yes. And in that time of worker shortage, that's very attractive for somebody who's looking for a job, right? If you have to choose in between business A and B, you're going to choose the business that has the better package for you. So the more the employer offers, the more attractive they are to future employees.
Well, in the past, I mean, I've taken a lower salary while knowing that there is more benefits. I've done that in the past as well. When you get access to great health care and a shower and all that kind of stuff, it's an added bonus.
Yeah.
Now, René, I recently read that in Quebec, about 10% of annual health emergency costs are due to mental health problems, which means obviously that the impact of lifestyle habits is not limited just to physical exercise. So, you know, you mentioned the importance of mental health. So each year, it seems like we all hear more and more about people leaving school or leaving the workforce because of some level of burnout or professional burnout. So with your students, you know, in what ways do you guys create awareness of the importance of good mental health or that important life-work balance?
Well, first of all, we make them aware of the four pillars, the mental, the physical, the social, and the financial well-being. And you need to find a balance in between those fours. And that balance will decrease your stress, decrease your anxiety. You will feel less exhausted. You will be happier and more productive. We also tell them that they should apply the, I'm sorry for my Italian accent, Pareto principle. It states that 20% of your actions will create 80% of the outcomes. So what it means is you should focus on 20% to create a lot of happiness, less stress, and so on. So the smaller part you focus on that, you create a lot of productivity and happiness in your life.
Oh, so it's actually almost a mathematical a mathematical ratio to take into consideration there. Now, in the Social Vocational Integration Program, the SVI program, it's not just an academic program, right? It's a life skills, like we say in French, savoir faire, savoir être, how to do and how to be. So I can see how this would be really important information to communicate to the students.
Yes, it is. And we often have Monday morning talks with the group about savoir-faire and savoir-être, and the students really benefit from that.
I think I could have benefited from that when I was in high school, and then I went back to summer school to improve my marks. And those are all things that I think we can benefit from, and it should be mandatory. I remember I liked math, but math didn't like me, and I could never stay in the standard math class. They always put me in what we call consumer math, and there was a bit of a stigma when you were in consumer math, because you were kind of looked upon as being, you know, kind of slow, and it wasn't very positive, you know, the comments that we would get from our friends. But we learned how to calculate a mortgage, how to do our taxes. We learned how to do all those really, really important things that you didn't get in algebra. It'd be neat to have just a basic kind of life skills segment to every level of education. Elementary school, you know, primary school, high school. I think it's just as important as all the academic stuff.
Yes, yes, it is. I agree with you, Ed.
That's kind of on my soapbox for the my soapbox for the day. Hey, we're gonna jump into a song right now. This is a classic by Simply Red. It's called Holding Back the Years.
Thank you. 'cause nothing here is wrong.
English speaker looking for information on the services, programs, and activities available to you in Eastern Townships? Well, perhaps you want to stay up to date on the government policies and legislation that affect you, your family, and your community. Well, if so, Townshipers Association can help. You see, we've been supporting the English-speaking community since about 1979. So to learn more about the many different resources in the townships, visit our website, townshipers.org. You can find us on Facebook, and you can discover a whole lineup of videos on our YouTube channel. And of course, you can tune into our weekly episode of About Townshipers on CIDI 99.1 FM on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. And if you're in the CGMQ 88.9 FM broadcasting area, well, you can listen on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And if there's an organization, a service, or a program you'd like us to talk about on the show, well, just send us an email. ta@townshippers.org. Whether you're a townshipper for life or a townshipper for a day, we're happy you're there, and thanks for listening.
Hard times, well, they will come and go. You're baby. I feel like stopping. Sometimes I dream of lighter lows. I close my eyes low. Just slip away now. I'm always faithful. 2 months gone by, left no one standing. We fade, but we try to fill this home. And gone like these eyes, I just can't find ya. Don't look behind ya.
And once again, welcome back to About Townshippers. My name is Ed Humphrey, and you're likely listening to us on CIDI 99.1 FM or on CGMQ 88.9 FM. And we just heard Sometimes Baby by Christina Vane, and that was preceded by Holding Back the Years, which is a classic by Simply Red. And René Gauthier is a teacher in the SVI program, and Sabrina Couture is a social work technician and employment counselor. And they both work, they're involved in the ETAGE, or the Eastern Townships Adult General Education Program. And they work out of New Horizons on Galt Street in Sherbrooke. And we're talking about a healthy lifestyle and the workplace. So Sabrina, it can be easy to take on too much in the workplace. Sometimes saying no can be a challenge, and you know, establishing our boundaries. Taking on too much, how does that tendency translate into the school or the job search context?
From what I've been experiencing like throughout the years, from my clients and job search, from my student that I'm following through their school support, it's very common that they often take too much on their plate and they feel overwhelmed and discouraged because they're not able to see the end. So most of the time, the students or the job seekers, they want to achieve their goal quick. So for example, an example that comes to my mind, I have a lot of job seeker will come back after a week or 2 weeks that we have met, and they will be like, Sabrina, I looked online every day, 5 days a week. It feels I'm not doing enough. I can't find a job, and so on and on and on and on. So what I will tell them often is like, you need to schedule your time. You need to, a little bit like René said before, the Pomodoro technique, you need to take a little bit of time to work on the time that you're able. Some people will be like working for 25 minutes, take a little break. Some people will be able to do 40 minutes or and so on, but make yourself a schedule. Okay, so every Monday, I am doing this at that time, this at that time, like two or three things. Little things, and check the box that you've done. Tuesday, you do something else. Wednesday, something else. So you don't have to go and look for 5 hours. You're going to see everything, the same thing every day. And even for the student as well. Okay, you're working on your math. how much time does it take you usually to do a, to solve a problem? Because sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. So today we want to try to do this. And if it you're not able to finish it, it doesn't matter. You have tomorrow. So by breaking down like that by mini steps, it will help us. It will help them like understanding like, okay, I've done a lot today and tomorrow I'll keep going. Because if you're doing too much, you don't write it down. You go from A to Z to C to D. You feel like you didn't achieve anything when in fact you did too much. So that's how I could bring it for the job seekers and the student that I'm following, I would say.
These are obviously techniques and approaches that we can use in any aspect of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Right? These are very universal approaches. And I'm going to mention that a lot during our chat today because I just like the expression so much. That circle of virtue, as René mentioned, and we can apply that everywhere. So mm-hmm. Now, René, here we are. We're smack dab in the middle of winter, and we're just starting off 2025. So the winter blues, you know, the lack of sunshine, perhaps less fresh air, colder temperatures, of course, spending more time indoors and all that, this can all create a bit of a challenge for people. Can we assume that this affects our well-being at work and at school? And if so, in what way?
It does, Ed. It does. Winter blues effects is way more fatigue and less motivation for people, right? And if you're more fatigued, you lack of motivation, your anxiety shoots up, you become less productive at work or at school, and there goes your circle of virtue we were talking about before. You have now created a vicious circle, right? You're less productive, you're more stressed, you'll be like anxious to go to work, anxious to accomplish your task, and so on. So the key to that is to go outside in the winter. There's no bad temperature. There's only bad clothing solutions. Go outside.
That was almost poetic. How did you say that? There's no bad. Can you repeat that?
There's no bad temperature. There's only bad clothing solution.
Okay.
You can get dressed for any temperature, right? Any weather conditions.
Now, to what extent do the winter blues have an effect on your clientele? What have you observed?
On my part, I would say more job loss due to a lack of motivation, or people have more anxiety, so they're not going to work because they don't feel good. And I have, I would say not half, but a lot of my clientele is, it's their first winter here. So the fact of less light, it's cold, even if they are dressed like Eskimos, they are freezing. So all this for them, it's like a shock. So a lot of my clientele that comes from elsewhere, they are used to have like sun all day and it's warm. So here for them, it's really depressive. And since they don't know a lot of people because their first winter, so they are newcomers, basically, it's difficult for them to stay motivated and not go into depression. So a lot of lack of motivation, I would say, and a lot of job loss, unfortunately. This is what happens a lot with the jobbing side, I would say.
And it is damp, and we can admit it's dampish in the Eastern Townships. You mm-hmm. know, it's not, I think it's a bit drier, you know, the farther you go north, but here you can have, you know, minus 20 one day, then minus 5 and rain the next day, and then snow, and then melting snow, and it really changes. So I can understand how the newcomers to the area can find that a bit of a challenge if they're coming from somewhere else in Canada or if they're coming from a warm climate somewhere overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't really appreciate that. most of that.
I guess not. Hey, René, how about you? What have you observed?
Well, students are on idle right now. When we come back from the break, they're slow to get in gear. They're not as motivated as they were prior to the break, and they're less productive. So we got to give them a little boost and get them to get things accomplished.
The start of a new year, right? It's all the challenges that, and opportunities that come with it. So, well, look, if as we head to the end of the show today, for students and clients who would like to learn more about creating and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, whether it's completely new to them or whether they've just kind of forgotten the importance of it. Now, whether they use Etage services or not, what would you suggest to those people so that they can, you know, start, get on the right track to maintaining a healthy lifestyle?
I would say cut down screen time and go outside, do more exercise. You will feel happier and better about yourself. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to drop in and have a chat with us.
And on my side, what I would say is, like, for my client, for example, we're hosting coffee meetups once a month. Like, for example, this month is going to be Mental Health History that will come on January 22nd for our clients and students, obviously. In February, we have Emploi Compétences, so and so on. So people, it's a way for people to come, have a coffee, chit chat between each other and meet people. So at least you're not alone at home with your coffee and yourself.
And where would we find information on those information sessions? Or do we go to JobLinks website, or what's the best way?
Yeah, the JobLinks website, you will have them all and you can register, but you have to be a client from, like, a JobLinks client or a student at a New Horizons or a part of SVI, the SVI program. Or you can also call the secretary and she can direct.
Okay, and they can also do that, you know, visit the website to find out how they can get involved in the program. If they're looking for employment support or educational support, of course, they can. You guys are really the best, you know, the best source for that. And hey, look, I'd like to thank you guys for dropping by and talking about this healthy subject for 2025. René Gauthier, you're a teacher in the Social Vocational Integration Program, and Sabrina Couture, you are a social work technician and employment counselor, and you both work in the Etage program, which is located in the New Horizons Adult Education Center out of Sherbrooke. And hey, stay healthy, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.
It was my pleasure, Ed. Thanks for the invite.
Take care.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay. To blame.
this morning. Smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you, woo-hoo.
We just heard Fortnite by Taylor Swift and Post Malone, followed by Bob Marley's Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Now, you've been listening to About Townshippers, a weekly show where we take a look at the individuals, the programs, and the services, and the organizations, of course, that are making a huge difference for English speakers all throughout Quebec's eastern townships. And you can hear us every week, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. on CIDI 99.1 FM. And you can also catch us on CGMQ 88.9 FM at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. And as we kind of round out the show today, a huge shout out to Yvonne Grondin, who is our show's technician and our editor. Thank you, sir, for everything you do. And Yvonne is also a busy radio host. For over 16 years now, he's hosted the Ivan Hour, where he covers classic rock from the 60s to the present. And he likes to curate the career highlights of featured artists or groups, and sometimes just plays his favorite tracks from classic albums. So you don't want to miss it. Tuesdays and Fridays from 10 to 11 p.m. That's the Ivan Hour. And you can also listen to The Drive at 5 with Daniel Coulombe every Friday from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on CGMQ 88.9 FM and also on CIDI 99.1 FM. He offers up some sports, weekly news, interviews, stories from Bromi-Sisquoi, and actually kind of from all over the townships. Now, my name was, it is, and based on what my lawyer told me just a couple minutes ago, it's going to remain Ed Humphrey. Now, this has been About Townshippers. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Deux caisses de bière et partait le samedi pour un lac d'Oxbury, rejoindre la grand-mère, un autre family, un autre family. Oh, je ne peux vivre sans toi, et je ne peux vivre avec toi. Mais tu peux très bien vivre sans moi, je suis foutu dans les deux cas. I lost my baby, I lost my darling, I lost my friends, I lost my mind. Coup de fil de Jimmy, qui un jour tomba pour une fille d'Ottawa. Quand dis je ne sais pas, d'un père pilote de l'air et d'une mère je ne sais quoi, tous deux aimaient le cinéma. Nous sommes habitants de la terre, il y a des milliers de frontières. Quelqu'un existe dans l'univers pour quelqu'un d'autre et c'est la guerre. I lost my baby, I lost my darling, I lost my friends, I lost my mind. Pour une fille d'Ottawa, grandie à Sainte-Foy, et qui un jour tomba pour un chanteur populaire, grandi en Algérie, assez foqué merci, et qui lui dit adieu, je repars faire ma vie à Oxbury, à Oxbury, à Oxbury, à Oxbury. I lost my baby, I lost my darling, I lost my baby, I lost my darling, I lost my friends, I lost my mind, I lost my darling, I lost my friends, had you my baby. I knew a girl, her name was Truth. She was a horrible liar. She couldn't spend one day alone, but she couldn't be satisfied. When you have everything, you have everything to lose. She made herself a bed of nails, and she's planning on putting it use. If she had diamonds on inside, she had diamonds on inside, she had diamonds on inside. Diamonds. A candle throws its light into the darkness, in a nasty world, so shines a good deed. Make sure the fortune that you see is the fortune that you need.